Hundreds are feared dead after a massive landslide in Mexico. New leadership is poised in North Korea, and despite tight security, the Love Kampala Festival reaps a big harvest. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mexican officials in Oaxaca fear hundreds of people may have been killed after a hillside collapsed in southern Mexico. Jim Locher is an Audio Scripture Ministries partner.
The town of Tlahuicotepec is on a hillside. Because of all the extensive rains, there were landslides, and in the middle of the night, a stretch of 100 and 200 meters wide let go, and they're speculating that between 100 and 300 houses were lost. People in those homes were probably buried alive.
Locher says it's disastrous for another reason.
The New Testament has been in print for a long time, but there have been no readers. God finally provided a reader for us, and we recorded the four Gospels just recently. So we're just agonizing over the fact that many people have probably died without knowing Christ.
The area has been closed to the gospel, but that could change.
They don't have homes. Probably all their belongings were lost too, and I'm assuming that they've lost members of their family. And pray for openings for Christians in the area to share the gospel and the love of Christ.
Next, North Korean state media reports changes in the air. The third son of ailing leader Kim Jong-il will be made a four-star general. The 37-year-old Kim Jong-un is expected to receive Workers' Party Congress approval this week, potentially clearing the way for him to replace his father.
He studied in Switzerland, so he's had some Western influence in his life, but there's very little known about him.
That's Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks, who just returned from North Korea. He says he noticed a change in the spiritual atmosphere.
As we traveled, we were allowed to pray publicly. We sensed that there may be just a little more relaxation on the spiritual level. We certainly hope that'll continue and be openings for freedom of worship in the country.
However, North Korea is still the worst persecutor of Christians. He's asking Christians to pray
that there could be peace and reunification in Korea. That would allow our brothers and sisters more opportunity to express their faith openly and to be able to practice their faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. After dealing with the deaths of 76 people from summer bombings, a suspected terrorist on a plane was the last straw. Ugandan law enforcement issued new security guidelines for public events. Despite increased security, though, 82,000 people showed up to the Luis Palau Association Love Kampala Festival. Many people came to Christ, but also 1,000 churches from different denominations were united, providing a better platform to spread the gospel in the future. Meanwhile, this year is the turning point for the Shepherd's Ministries College. Brett McCarthy, who instructs students at Shepherd's in culinary arts, says
this third year is critical.
3 years into the college's history, it's time for the school's first students to do their internships. These could help the school get regional accreditation. So far, students are doing great.
I think that they are enjoying themselves. I think that they have shown a real propensity for the industry. And there's been great collaboration between us and the industry.
Students are learning a lot, but they're also taking the opportunity to share the gospel. McCarthy says one student's been witnessing to his internship supervisor.
The questions that he's not able to answer, he has come to us and asked questions to help him be a better witness for Christ.
Shepherd's College in Wisconsin is designed for students with intellectual disabilities to flourish in life and faith. Learn more at our website. And ever heard of Restorative Justice Week? This could be your year to observe. From November 14th through the 20th, believers across the globe will spend time in prayer against international crime and for those in prison. Many churches use the week to discuss how they can get involved in prison ministry and the like. This year, Crossroad Bible Institute's offering a free Restorative Justice Toolkit to provide your church with a framework for the week. Our website will have the details for you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win an all-expenses-paid trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every single year from exposure in the winter months. You can activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Time's running out. I'm Greg Yoder.